Dave Mira, one of the most decorated athletes in X Games history and a father of two, died this week. Police are saying it was an apparent suicide. He was 41 years old. NPR's Nathan Rott has our remembrance.
Dave Mira had a knack for making the mind-bendingly impossible look very possible, even easy. Whether it was pulling off double backflips or clinging to the side of a rail by the width of his bike tire, Mira could even make his mistakes look good.
How about that for a save? He didn't mean to do that, but hey, make a trick out of it.
That's why we call him the Miracle Boy.
The Miracle Boy won 24 medals in the X Games. 14 of those were gold. He became so popular that there were two video games named after him, and he was even selected to host two seasons of an MTV reality show. Born in a small town in upstate New York in 1974, Mira says in a documentary that he came onto the BMX, or bicycle motocross scene, right as it was blowing up.
Freestyle BMX was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It was a movement, and I was part of it.
He became a sponsored rider at the age of 13 and quickly made a name for himself, inventing and popularizing new moves. In doing so, Mira pioneered new ground and raised the profile of BMX. In an online interview with The Nasty Show, he said he got bored easily, so he was always pushing.
I like to put myself in positions that are uncomfortable and try to study it and work your way out of it.
That passion pushed Mira to pursue other sports as well. He competed in rally car racing at the X Games from 2008 to 2013. His latest interest was in triathlons. Friends of Mira say he always had his issues, but he was a competitor. He always got back up. That's part of why the news of his death and an apparent suicide was so shocking to people who knew him and worked with him, like Marcus Andrada.
It's a terrible thing to hear.
Andrada is a pro BMX rider in Santa Monica, California. He's heard the speculation from some people that maybe the physical injuries Mira endured over his career contributed to his death.
If you wanted to push the sport, there's a price for that. So I can't imagine where down the line that's going to catch up with you.
Andrada says he's thankful for Mira doing that, pushing the sport along. He's just sad to see him go. Nathan Rott, NPR News.